of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, July the 10th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Of course, good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
How are you?
Doing all right.
Nice shirt.
Thanks.
Good. All right. Okay, I can do this one, just this one word thing too, but.
You say keep it brief.
You do. So we're ganging up on you.
You know what? Here, why don't you, Just Bob and Linda, why don't you all just run the damn show then? I have to fight my way through Just Bob in the morning just to get in the office.
Too many words, Carl.
And we sit,
too many, you're saying too much. Someone's having a tantrum. Good morning. It's Tuesday, 7:06 in the morning, and you know what we're looking at right now is 69 degrees. And I know you like to tune in the morning and find out what's going on with us. No, it's all in fun here. The chat pack is open. Phone lines are open. We're going to be hearing from our Wells Fargo Market moment in a minute. Sounds funny. Looks like we're going to have areas of smoke today with the forecast looking at 104 tonight. It's going to be areas of smoke again with temperatures around 75 degrees. Now, Bob, there is a weather warning. Can you tell us what you have on
National
what you have
up? National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement. A hot week ahead for your interior California. Increasing high pressure. We're going to be seeing temperatures from 100 to 110 degrees in the valley. Hottest days expected to be Wednesday and Thursday. Overnight temperatures only dropping down into the middle to upper 70s. Of course, this brings a lot of increased fire dangers we've already seen, but it's also hazardous for locals. Drink plenty of water, avoid heavy activity during the hottest part of the day, and never, and I'm going to come out there and thump you if you do it, leave a child or pet unattended in a vehicle.
It's true. You're going to get called. You're going to get the police called on you. So if you have any strikes against you and you leave a kid or pet in the car, you're done. You're toast. I like to start our Tuesday morning like that.
Well, you know what? I just got beat up here.
No, you're ready for a roll.
I'm bleeding. You know, I have a way that when I start the day off, I like to be able to walk in here. I like to be able to set down my computer, put down my paper here, put my notes down over here, and then I just like to be able to start. That's just all I want, you know, in the morning. And you know, frankly, I have a routine. And there's nothing wrong with the routine. Chad Pack, is there anything wrong with the routine?
Someone call it a rut.
I say lick your wounds, get over it. Let's get on with the next segment.
Let's go visit Kathy Lathrop. Kathy, I hope you can save me because I'm getting beat up here.
Not sure there's any saving there, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive this morning, 45 points at 12,781. The S&P 500 is positive 3 at 1355, and the NASDAQ is positive 6 at 2938. Active stocks today include Advanced Micro Devices down 49 cents at $5.13, and Bank of America up 8 cents at $7.64. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 1 penny at $15.31, and North Valley Bank is up 12 cents at $13.02. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.62%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is down 75 cents at $85.24. Gold is up $6.90 at $15.96. And silver is down 10 cents at $27.34. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy.
Kathy, thank you very much. Oh, really hard pushing that button, huh, Bob? Yeah, you know, we know we're kind of in a rut there, huh? Kind of in a rut having to push that same button and move that up.
You know,
I've been in radio 46 years.
You know what today's about, seriously, though?
Wait a minute, let me finish up. The Wells Fargo Advisors, located on Park Marina Drive. You know what? We're acting silly right now, but they give great advice. You need to go down and visit them. If you've got any questions about Wall Street, and you know what? There's not a lot of things you can do about Wall Street. Is just really hope that President Obama doesn't open his mouth, because every time he does, there's another crash. But they can give you the best advice. Okay.
All right. So who is on today? Give everybody a little intro.
We have the winner of Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, Becky Riley.
Of course, it's in the paper
today. And who raised, and this year they set a new record with Dancing with the Stars for helping the women's refuge.
All inclusive, but she was the Grand Slam total winner. And
right.
So we're going to find out about who
and
she is.
And a great lady, too.
Great.
And you know what else?
Chef.
You know what? She's a great dancer.
Great dancer and very gracious.
And then
we have
Rick Bassetti. He's going to come on. We want to talk about this new tax sharing plan, but also they've cut back on some of the fees and are helping people get some building started and maybe some businesses here in the city. And we want to talk to them about that. And then what's coming up with the race? I mean, everything's kind of settled down a little bit, but now the big push for November. So that's who we're going to have on today. Plus this next 20 minutes, we're going to prattle on about things. A study done by a national organization said 88% of the doctors considered quitting over Obamacare, and we're going to talk about that and why. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Signs, that's right, Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs,
we do them.
Vehicle wraps,
we do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck Reed, could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. Go in here and get your coffee in the morning. Great coffee, great price. 20 ounces for their specials at $3. Come on. You can't beat that. And then plus they have every type of bean that you can imagine out there if you make your own. And coffee making machines there. You know, not only just brewers, but French presses, all that. And then walk on over to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And they will meet or beat any tobacco prices. Joe and Shelley support this community. Veterans get discounts there, but they support this community in like a thousand different ways, helping the less fortunate on that. Been in business 35 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Yeah, they're silent giants.
Okay.
It's really cool. One of the things is that, you know how we wanted to share with everybody before this roll is that, you know how you get your TV all tuned in and it's perfect? And then all of a sudden it starts to change because maybe one of your carriers changed. Well, we're in the process of doing now. We were just told by Bad Bob that we have a new system that we're working through. It's in the process of making it better. So just bear with us. The chat pack, if you're finding like, well, why aren't my settings or isn't this connecting? It will happen. You know, you may have to go through a few, you know, alterations. I'm not sure.
Why don't you have Bad Bob talk about
it? Well, this is a new chat room that our webmaster has put together, and I brought it up on my tablet, and I'm still trying to figure it out. But it's if you want to play with it, I'd love to get some feedback. KCNR1460.com/media/chat. And then the .html will bring up that page. And let me know if you can get it to work because it hasn't come up on my tablet
yet. Our regular chat room pack people, this is our regular one's going. This is just one that you're looking at to make it better.
Yeah.
That's the other one. Yeah, so you just go
it's
get into our regular chat pack. Okay. 88, I had 88%. They're saying 83% of doctors considered quitting over Obamacare. American physicians, 83% of them looked at leaving the medical profession over the health care reform law. This was a study done by a group, a nonpartisan association of doctors and patients called the Doctor Patient Medical Association. They did a national survey of 700 physicians. And what they're saying is that this is going, the reasons that they cite that they're going, wanted to quit from a deluge of regulatory compliance that siphons time away from the patient care to de facto rationing achieved through complex payment schemes to cushy relationships that favor corporations and special interest in medicine. They said they found that doctors don't believe the legislation will give more Americans quality care. They understand what Washington does not, that a piece of the paper that says you are covered by insurance or enrolled in Medicare or Medicaid does not translate to actual medical care when doctors can afford to see patients at the lowball payments. Doctors say that a key government provision in the Affordable Care Act, the huge expansion of Medicaid enrollees, is likely to backfire as 49% say they will stop accepting Medicaid payments. Look around, my friends. Go look at the medical offices around here. Many have stopped taking Medicare. That's right. They've stopped taking Medicare. And why is that? They're not getting paid. They're getting paid too low. It's all this. And now they're getting ready to dump how many more? 30 million more into the system? This is under Obamacare. And by 2020, the U.S. is expected to face a shortage of at least 90,000 doctors. 90,000 doctors short. So how do you replace them? Well, Obama says, well, we have physician's assistants and nurse practitioners. Nothing against these. They're good people. They're not doctors. There's a reason they're not doctors. You do not call a physician's assistant doctor because they're not. And when they do things, a doctor has to look at it. And regulations have gotten to the point now that we know, I don't know how many doctors, that they can see literally six more patients a day and spend time with them, except they're so busy doing all these regulations and doing all the typing and all these codes. One of the codes that a doctor that's in this, I think it's 20,000 codes they have to fill out, one of these, injured while skiing on burning water skis. Now, how many times do you think that's going to happen in your life, that you were injured on burning water skis? Well, Bad Bob skis pretty fast. I don't think he can ski that fast. But these are just things. This is what Obamacare is bringing to you. A change, where it's going to be a change in medical care. Yes. Yes, it will be. We're on the verge of digging ourselves into a hole that's going to take decades to get out of if this man stays in office, if these things don't change. That our medical care, any way you look at it, is going to suffer. There isn't one doctor out there that truly, truly doesn't in their heart believe that when you add millions of people to this equation, that you're just the system is in danger of collapsing. Be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Martial, are you ready for the Freedom Fight? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Freedom Fight Cage Fight. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, July 28th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage. On Saturday, July 28th, the event center will roar with the thrill at the extreme cage fights that only Wind River can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the gift shop. Great entertainment is happening again in 2012 with the Freedom Fights Cage Fights at Wind River Casino on July 28th. Presented by Rogue Fights. For all the details on the Freedom Fights, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
You look frustrated. What's wrong?
I can't find a dress for my daughter for her graduation.
Have you been to Susie's?
Susie's?
Susie's has great party dresses and they register your dress so...
Well, you're not going to see someone else wearing the same dress.
Well, what if they don't have the right size or color?
Susie's can do anything, even special order sizes 0 to 24 and tons of colors.
Perfect. I have got to get to Susie's right now.
Wait for me.
Susie's, 1796 Turn Creek Road in the Shasta Center next to Palm Beach Tan.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah! School is too easy, students report. Yeah. Well, when you got that kind of music going, can't you just see, like, rocking down the hallway? Hey, when I went to high school, there were lockers, and it was outside. I guess they've changed that now. If you're, they don't have lockers. That's why people have big backpacks, because they don't have lockers anymore unless it's an inside school because of vandalism. Well, millions of kids simply don't find school very challenging, a new analysis of federal survey data suggests. The report could spark a debate about whether new academic standards being positioned nationwide might make a difference. The findings out today from the Center of American Progress, a Washington think tank that champions progressive ideas, analyzed 3 years of questionnaires from the Department of Education's National Assessment of Educational Process. Here's what's where the findings are so far. 30% of fourth graders say their math work is often always too easy. 50% of eighth graders say their history work is often always too easy. 39% of 12th graders say that they rarely write about what they read in class. So here's my question. If you're tuned into anybody in these age group, your grandchildren, your children, your neighbors' neighbors, if you're reading what they're studying in school, do you ask them what they're doing? How do you find academically what they're doing today? Have they dumbed down?
Of course they have. That is, you know, the kids are even saying it, that things are so easy now. But, you know, the part about it is, however, when I was substitute teaching, I was seeing things that they were teaching in Latin and some of the classes, and I thought, well, that seems, I might have been in the advanced placement classes, I'm not sure, but I'm in there thinking to myself, well, I don't remember seeing that until I was like a, you know, in college, what they're teaching now.
Well, the data suggests that many kids simply aren't pushed academically. Only 1 in 5 eighth graders read more than 20 pages a day, either in school or for homework. Now, when I was in school, you had to read a chapter maybe, but not every night.
But does Cosmopolitan come in chapters?
No, you know what's really interesting in my school, I remember, you know, I was in school in the 70s and Rio Americano was relatively new. I think I was at that point, it had opened in the 60s. I was there in the 70s. And I recall several of my classmates that had gone off and gone to USC. They'd gone to jumped right into major colleges. And then but at those days we also had workshops. So you knew there were kids that just kind of found their little calling, whether they wanted to work with iron or with wood or mechanics. They had an outlet there. I think that there's something to be said about that, you know, building vocational skills. Let's go to the phone and talk to Henry. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you? Why are you picking on Carl this morning?
Oh, because he deserves it and more. It's your turn.
Okay, well, I'll let you get by with that.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for you know what, Henry? I used your 65 years of experience last time. I've been saying yes, dear, yes, dear, yes, dear. I mean, that was your secret, right?
You just got to learn that. It takes a while.
Maybe it's the way I'm saying it. I mean, I'm not saying it nice enough.
Oh, boy.
Well, practice. Say, I got a question for you. You know, I watched this bullet train thing go through, and I see all this stuff these Democrats are doing. My question is, are Democrats born stupid, or do they get that way after they become Democrats?
Well, you know what? You can't blame all Democrats for this. You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of Democrats that have looked at some of these things. I think that's why Obama's in deep trouble. I think there's going to be Democrats staying away because they don't agree with it. I think the problem is that you've got a bunch of panderers. You've got a mob down in Sacramento. And the thing is that here they are. They're saying that, oh, okay, we're going to build this high-speed train. And now all the farmers are starting to put in, they're going to go after them in the courts. And then the environmentalists are going to go after them in the courts. So the Democrats are going to have the liberal side of the environmentalist turning on them and going after them. I mean, this is just it's such a boondoggle.
You can leave Bakersfield if you want to go to Madera.
Well, why would anybody want to go there anyway?
That's my question, is why would anybody want to go to either one of them?
And then how much can you pay how much would you pay for that, for that experience of getting there in 5 minutes? You get there in five minutes.
2 hours.
Well, yeah, but you couldn't spend $190 billion on it, though. So
you sure couldn't. But, You know, the thing that I watch all this take place, and it just irks me no end that they aren't smarter than that.
Well, you know what? It's the type of thing is you get what you pay for. And they've been paid for, trust me. Okay,
yeah,
we got to run, Henry.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's my comment for this morning.
Great, well, thank you very much, Henry. You know,
okay.
Thanks for calling. You know, I'm curious as to, you know, how many Republicans have thought that maybe the light rail or the speed rail
was a good idea,
and they voted on it.
Well, you know what? I think they had to pass it, to pass the bond. Got to run. Carl on the bot, free fire ring. We get back. Becky will be with us.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is getting a boost this morning on optimism that a top German court will approve the Eurozone's new bailout fund. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 50 points. On the flip side, shares of Beazer Homes are plunging following the company's stock offering announcement. The home builder will offer $75 million in common stock and an additional $75 million in tangible equity units. Beazer says it will use up to $100 million toward land investments in several states, including Florida and California. Some of the money will also be used for general corporate purposes. And it's also a tough day for Applied Metals. The company slashed its full-year 2012 outlook on weaker-than-expected demand. The chip fab equipment maker now expects its net sales to be below its previous forecast of up to $9.5 billion. Applied Metals also expects its prior estimate of up to 95 cents a share for its adjusted profit to fall short. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Network, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I have to try three of these on.
Okay, the dressing rooms are like in the back. You'll see them, don't worry.
Finally!
Hey!
Sorry.
Are you tired of searching for the perfect bathing suit at a one-size-fits-all store? You want a bathing suit that you can wear with confidence, and you want to look your best. Wild Iris Custom Swimwear will work with you to design exactly what you want. Wild Iris, where you let your imagination begin. 3609 Bocelli Lane, Suite I. Call 221-4747 today for your perfect fit.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. How you doing today? Tuesday, July the 10th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live on the chat room. At least I think some of us are.
We're totally caught off guard.
And I guess, Ann, I think you're having problems getting into the chat room, I think.
Give her some help. Yeah, she may have to go through a multiple process. She may have to reset her router if she has high-speed internet, and that means setting it back to basically factory specifications. There's a button, or you unplug it for several minutes, and then setting it up again. It happens. It's a conflict in what amounts to the phone book for the computer.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know if that's it or not, but who knows?
All right, so we're trying to work on that because evidently there's something new.
Well, it's just with Ann.
All right.
This has nothing to do with the new chat room.
Okay, currently 70 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR today. We're going to have smoky times in the area. Looks like we're going to climb to 104 and this evening drop down to 75. Tomorrow, get ready for the triple digit. Looks like the forecast is 108. And smoky as well. It looks like we're going to try to...
Smoking hot.
Yeah, keep indoors there. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Looks like it's clearing up around 75. We come back to Thursday with 106. Now, this is the forecast. We know that it varies in different degrees, and especially with all the microclimates here.
And that was brought to you by...
The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards out in, of course, in... Inwood.
Inwood.
Just a short
nine miles north.
It's in Inwood.
9 miles north of Pelican.
South of
Shingletown.
Shingletown. We love it out there. 2,500 acres of just absolutely gorgeous vineyards, and every Friday and Saturday, live music. Really excited about this segment of the show.
We have with us, you know, it's nice to have true champions here. True champions. You know, we have
hot off the winning floor.
We have pseudo champions, but now we have a real champion, Becky Riley, the People's Choice,
the 2012 top winner.
Top winner, People's Choice for Dancing with the Stars.
People's Choice Award. Absolutely. And and of course, your partner
Eddie Tenberg. He's not
you
here.
Guys. Were I mean? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for having me, Carl.
Oh, you know
okay.
What?
Before we go anywhere, can I just say that I had when you throw your hat in the ring with Dancing with the Stars, it takes you from the time you're asked to the time you actually go, I'm going to do this. About how much time for you personally?
Well, I think, Linda, from the time that I started fundraising, I actually began fundraising in February. When we were told that when I was asked to perform and participate
think about
in
that.
This. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then as far as the dancing, we probably started practicing once a week. And, you know, I have to give credit to my dance partner, Eddie Tenberg. He was amazing as far as he knew exactly how to start with someone like me that had real problems with things like balance. And he started first, I think, with the footwork and absolutely no music, and just kind of moved forward and progressed to the point that he had me moving my hands with the feet and
elegantly,
the music.
Elegantly, by the way. And may I comment on one thing? I know Bob wants to, because Bob was there and pre-recorded the whole thing as well as, you know, was the production part of the whole thing live. What one of my comments were is that how you held your core and how you were so centered. And to stand on the ball of your foot and move in circles, I mean, it does take a partner to help balance you, but one from standing in the sitting at the side or from the front would never know, ever know if you had a balance problem, because what we saw is what you put forth that night. So practice does matter. The fact that you did, now we hear about how much time you put into it. Bob, you had something to add.
Something Brenda commented on and I observed when she commented on it is that many of the less experienced pro dancers, they were putting on the show and the star was kind of along for the ride. Eddie made sure that Becky was the focus. And that was a big difference.
You know,
I don't know if you saw that, Linda.
Yeah. What do I know? Except the fact is that Becky was the focus of the dance. I mean, you were out there, and Eddie even went behind you a lot of times, so you couldn't even see him.
Gently nudged you, yeah. Or gently...
Well, for me, not
you.
Exactly. And for me, not knowing a lot about dance, Eddie from the very start has said his role is absolutely nothing more than to make me look good. That it is not about him. And, you know, he kind of laid that groundwork from the very beginning.
Which is one of the comments you hear quite frequently when you watch the national version of Dancing with the Stars. You will hear them say the celebrity is the star and the person who is the professional, all they do is frame the beautiful picture. You take the picture and you frame it. You don't get inside the frame. You frame it. So we really, well, we look at the partner and isn't that beautiful, but it's a movement. And then we look at you and I realize, you know, there's another person, but he's just basically, it's like a great backup musician that's got just an excellent solo that makes that singer sound better.
Okay, our guest, Becky Riley, the People's Choice winner, and we're going to talk about Dancing with the Stars. And, you know, I hate to get crass about it, but when we get back, we're going to talk about you raised a world's record in funds to help out the Women's Refuge. And and that's what this whole thing is about, is to raise funds for the Women's Refuge. And this group of people this time set a record that I don't know if we can touch that one again.
Oh, sure we can, girl.
Well, okay. Well, maybe if Becky dances
Becky.
Next year. All right. We'll be right back. Carla on the bot, our guest Becky Riley, we're talking what's new and what's hot going on right now.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today.
You're listening
to Fox
News. As a
member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Redding telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
We take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Yes,
Cabana, hey. Come on.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can guarantee you things that other shops don't dare offer. You know, I'm trying to do a read here.
Well?
No, I'm not really. I'm trying to do a read here, sweetheart, while you're going.
Barry Manilow. You can't read while Barry's on.
The music
Barry's
is
still alive. I'm sorry, Jeff. I'll come back later. Okay, our guest is Becky Riley, and who won Dancing with the Stars. And part of this, or the People's Choice, and let's say it, that People's Choice has a lot to do with the not just the vote you get that night while you're dancing, but also raising funds for the Women's Refuge. And Becky, this year, set a record that is just astronomical. I mean, you raised $59,000 for the Women's Refuge.
People now, must kneel before you.
Yeah, we're not worthy because we tried it last year and we were lucky that, you know, we got, I was on
we
the corner.
Lucky.
I was on the corner with a cup. Linda was dancing at Johnny's.
But, so you had a definitely.
Now, but there's been some misnomers running around here too, but some people are saying, well, she works for Sierra Pacific. What do you, you know, but it was all, you know what, that's crass and it's not true. Well, it is true you work for Sierra Pacific.
I do, and I'm very proud to do so.
Yes, I mean, well, why shouldn't you be? It's an honorable company that does honorable things. They're not snakes or anything like that. It's a company that does a lot of good for our people around here.
Share with us your, I think what we're getting to is you, we talked at the break about your fundraising experiences. Can you share with us what happened with you? You started in February.
I did. I was led to believe that the very most important part of this entire event was raising money for Shasta Women's Refuge. So I took that right on, and I do certainly want to thank right out of the chute Sierra Pacific Industries. They have been so supportive and did contribute a very generous $10,000 to this cause. So that certainly is very significant in this $59,000.
And we applaud them for this.
Absolutely.
But that's $10,000. Without the $10,000, that leaves $49,000, which is still, I believe, double. Right. At least double of anything anybody has ever done. So take away even the
Sierra
Pacific. How did you raise that much money?
Well, I'll tell you, I started, Carl, with a rifle that had been donated to me and started out at the logging conference. That was my very first fundraising event. Didn't know what to expect. I had a rifle and I had, you're going to laugh, what became my mascot. I called them love monkeys. I had little stuffed monkeys that I purchased at the dollar store and took them everywhere with me. And folks contributed $5 for a monkey,
wow,
of course, for Women's Refuge. And along with that, I was selling raffle tickets or drawing tickets for a gun.
Well, you know what? I did that last year, and that was my biggest money maker.
Okay, there you go.
I was selling raffle tickets for a rifle that I donated to this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So, I mean, from there, everywhere I went, I had these silly love monkeys, and I took on, oh my goodness, strawberry festivals, cool April nights, gun shows. I even called Women's Refuge and said, there's a sportsman's show in Chico. Can I go out of the county?
You're amazing.
And they said, sure. So I went
to
Chico.
You could probably go out of state.
Yeah.
You became interstate. Okay.
Oh, and then we had a really fun event called Let's Make a Deal. Remember the old game show,
yes,
Let's Make a Deal? Well, we played Let's Make a Deal. And at Old School Restaurant, Caldi Mercurio's restaurant.
Yes.
And that was a huge moneymaker and a fun time truly had by all. And our largest fundraising event was a Ribs on the River event that we had at the Sierra Pacific office. It made an additional $10,000. And that, of course, was a very nice dinner, our SPI award-winning ribs. And we had a band that donated their time.
And these are just people that came in and did this. Now, it's important that people know this. Becky said, she says, you know, yes, Sierra Pacific gave, and how much she appreciated that. But And Becky says, I don't have a lot of rich friends. And so what you did was you were out there everywhere at different places. Let's do this. Let's do this. And every one of them worked.
They did. They did. Oh, my gosh. I had two bingo games. I did send out a non-event letter, which basically I included a tea bag and said, you know, sit back, relax, you know, enjoy your special time at home with your spouse. And instead, please send some money to support me.
We're going to have to take a break, but I think before this break, and of course we're talking to the winner of Dancing with the Stars, Becky Riley, what would you say the biggest thing that you learned from the fundraising?
Oh, Linda, very simple. The biggest thing that I learned is that there is a tremendous need for Shasta Women's Refuge in this community. There are so many people that came up to me and just handed me money when they saw this Women's Refuge sign at any function, and they would say, here's $10, here's $20. They have made a significant difference in my life. And I mean, it just goes to show the worthy cause that we were raising money for.
Oh, that's super.
Beautiful. That's great. Just makes boy, does it make our day. We'll be right back. We are KCNR 1460, and our guest is Becky Riley. She is the brand new, just fresh off the winning stage at the Cascade Theater from the Shasta Women's Refuge 2012, the star of Dancing with the Stars. We'll be right back.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign of Monster Truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
So, Ray, where's Second Tuesday Club this month?
Market Street Steakhouse.
Do they have steaks?
That's why they named it Market Street Steakhouse.
Oh!
Please join us at Market Street Steakhouse Tuesday, July 10th for great food and good company as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society, helping the animals.
Where is this Market Street Steakhouse located?
Oh, good grief.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with the hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time. Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Bob, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff at Crackmaster can take a little ding. fix that, or you can take a crack up to 24 inches and fix that. What can I say? And he guarantees his work. He's a local guy. Go see him. Tell him you heard about him on Free Fire Radio. Go down to 3280 Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373. That's Jeff at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Good guy.
So happy to have Becky Riley with us this morning. She is the top fundraiser and winner of Dancing with the Stars. We also want to shout out to the other contestants that raised. We had over $101,000, and you'll see that in the paper today. I think it's on the front page. Sarah Dickerson and Nathan Myers, a shout out to you. Sarah is with Barr and Mudford. Steve Main, who is Anderson new technology teacher, and Kathy Babcock, they won the Judges' Choice Awards. Chris Gomez and Shelby Ford, he was with KRCR Television. They did a phenomenal show, last number in the last act, and they got tens across the board. Aaron Murphy and Max Friedman, wonderful dancers, very youthful and great entertainment. She is with the Address Realty. Of course, Becky Riley and Eddie Timber. Becky is with Sierra Pacific Industries. And Chris DeCamp and Monica Fisher. Chris also was brought tens across the board. He is with Wind River Casino. Everybody did an outstanding job.
Did you mention that Steve Main and Kathy Babcock won the Judges Award for dancing?
Yes, Judges Choice Award.
Judges Choice, okay.
So we were talking about fundraising, you little monster, you, and then you point out this picture. This flyer of how many fundraisers.
How many were on there? I didn't even count them, but there must be 20. 20?
I don't know, Carl. Probably, really? Yes. I was 20. Busy every weekend from the time that I was asked to begin raising money.
So you did things to making granola, to taking lemonade, to putting on ribs on the river, to
25 events, sir.
25 events.
Wow.
With a total of $59,022. And then some money did come in the night of the show. You know, you get your people who will put dollars in to see you.
True. You know, Linda, can I just take one quick minute to say thank you so much to my unbelievable, supportive husband and family. As you can imagine, there was a little bit of disruption to our personal life. And, you know, I really do want to offer a special thank you to my very patient and talented dance partner, Eddie Tinberg. He was unbelievable. And I do want to thank the Emersons and my Sierra Pacific family of employees who have contributed and worked tirelessly toward this effort.
Well, you know what? Here's the other thing, too, is when we were
Love
there,
you.
The of course, everybody buys tickets for the Dancing with the Stars. And people sit in groups. And this year was the first time you really saw them really gang up together. And, I mean, and it was, you know, So the Sierra Pacific crew and all your supporters, they all had this sign that they held up, and they had 10 on it.
That was cute.
So when you were dancing and when they got ready to judge, all of the crowd was holding up 10.
Was that your idea? Who did that?
You know, I think great. Eddie was kind of mentioned that to begin with.
The faces popped up.
And then your face was on. Each part of the Cascade Theater had their strength. Over on my side where I just happened to be sitting was Sarah. Yeah. And her group, and they were like, and I mean, so it was great. You know what? You did a great job, Becky, and
really?
I can't.
Okay,
you know what? What you did, and because it is such a great cause, but what you did was it was just truly,
raised
truly,
the bar.
Yeah, extraordinary. Because of the hard work you did, it's not somebody just didn't write you a check.
No,
and I don't want people to even think that.
Right.
That. They just didn't know that it was things that you had planned and that you pulled off.
We only just have a few seconds left, and I want to share with our listeners about Becky Riley. We were backstage getting ready together, and, of course, Bethany Schmidt and the Glam Squad, there's three gals doing makeup and hair. And usually I do my own because, you know, then this particular night they said, please, we want to do you. Bethany does my hair anyway, and she does a great job. So in comes Becky. Like me, no makeup, no hair. Well, it's a process. And Bethany was there, and Becky. And here you were the night of your show to compete. And calm and gracious and probably, you know, it took a while to do your hair, then go to your makeup. And I thought, that girl's going to go on stage and do a dance she's never done in her life. And she she's just calm. I don't know where
You were just probably the calmest person there, Becky.
That is so interesting because I felt like I was the most nervous.
She was the duck, calm on the surface, paddling like mad underneath.
Well, you know what? Again, we want to thank Becky Riley for everything she did.
Congratulations.
For Dancing with the Stars. And it's been a pleasure getting to know you even better.
So, thank you, Carl. Yeah. Thank you, Linda, for having me.
Well, thank you
a pleasure.
So much for being here. We'll be right back, and we'll have Rick Bassetti here as soon as we get back after the news break.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. On second thought, he is a terrorist. A Massachusetts man is changing his mind and his plea, admitting to a plot to try to attack Washington. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
In a written agreement filed today, Rezwan Firdaus, a Muslim American, has agreed to plead guilty to attempting to provide material support to terrorists and attempting to damage and destroy federal buildings by means of an explosive. Firdaus was charged with plotting to use remote control planes packed with explosives into the Pentagon and U.S. Capitol. He's also agreed to a sentencing of 17 years in prison, followed by 10 years of supervised release. Dave?
Courtney, President Obama will soon arrive in Iowa, where he'll meet with a middle-class family, then campaign, pushing his plan to extend Bush-era tax cuts to couples earning less than $250,000.
The economy is stalled, and there's a lessening of confidence each and every day. And what does the president do? He doubles down on his own failed policies.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, the president says it's Republicans who are trying to go back to failed policies. The House again trying to repeal health care reform. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor live in Washington.
Majority Republicans in the House know they can't actually get repeal because the Democratic Senate won't agree. Even so, GOP Representative Nan Hayworth says the attempt isn't just symbolic.
In survey after survey for years now has shown that the American people reject this law.
Democrat Jason Altmaier says repeal would mean losing popular provisions like pre-existing condition coverage and tax returns for small businesses.
Those are good parts of the law.
The House vote is expected tomorrow. Dave?
Steve, more companies want help. Job openings rose in May to 3.6 million, a 200,000 increase from April, though layoffs also rose. So the government says on average, for every two jobs available, there are seven unemployed people vying for them. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 23 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703. That's 1-888-630-8703. 1-888-630-8703.
There's a big problem at a brokerage in Iowa. A lot of money is missing, and the founder tried to check out. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper's on the case live.
Peregrine Financial Group boss Russell Wassendorf Sr. attempts suicide, and regulators say only $5 million of the $225 million his company claimed to have has been found. So all accounts have been frozen. Phil Flynn, who until a few weeks ago was with PFG Best, which falls under the Peregrine Group, tells Fox News Radio about the employees.
I think it's real bad news for them. A lot of them are going to lose their jobs. They've already had their salaries cut.
Peregrine's situation comes less than a year after the implosion of futures firm MF Global. Dave?
Jennifer, a Congo warlord is infamous at the International Criminal Court. Thomas Lubanga, its first convict ever, sentenced to 14 years in prison for
the crime of using children to participate actively in hostilities involves exposing them to real danger as potential targets.
An Indiana man will be formally charged today for what he's accused of doing on the Internet, coercing two teenage boys to make sexually explicit videos, secretly recording them, and then threatening to post them to gay porn websites unless they made more videos for him. Prosecutors say they've discovered more victims since Richard Finkbeiner's arrest. They've also found thousands of videos of juveniles on his computer. We all know how a sunburn feels. Now we know more how it happens.
Summertime means spending more time outside, which can mean more sunburns. Researchers at the San Diego School of Medicine have discovered the molecular signal that triggers sunburns. When the sun's rays hit the skin, RNA inside cells is damaged, causing surrounding healthy cells to try and remove them and become inflamed. Skin cancer occurs when these damaged cells aren't cleared out and build up. Colleen Capon, Fox News Radio.
Baseball's All-Star Game is tonight in Kansas City. Last night, Prince Fielder won the Home Run Derby. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning on July the 10th. We're hanging on to July because June got away from us. So we're hanging on to July. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Just get up there. Hit said listen to show. And then when you get in there, you can just join the chat room. Just put in an anonymous name, which many do, even though we know who you are. Because, no, we don't know who you are. And then you can have comments. Our last guest in our last segment was, of course, Becky Riley, who had won the Dancing with the Stars competition. If you didn't hear that interview, there's something, Becky works for Sierra Pacific. And there's been comments made around is that, Sierra Pacific got a great write-off. Well, Sierra Pacific wrote her a check for $10,000, which is not unusual because you'll see other places around. I'm sure that there's been other industries, Wind River. I don't know how much Wind River writes, but I'm sure that, they support their people. But she raised $49,000, which is twice what I think anybody else has ever raised on her own by doing things, by selling her little, Love Monkeys?
Love Monkeys. She made granola. This woman had 25 events.
Okay, side note to the snarks. Where the hell is your check to the women's refuge?
Yeah, and she, you know what? And the whole thing went, yeah, and that's right, why even comment on that? Oh, she didn't do anything. It's like she didn't do anything. The woman worked her butt off since February.
I beg to differ.
And it made a huge difference. I mean, this is the kind of, I don't know if anybody.
No, I don't either.
Because to do that, you have to literally say, I'm going to do this. I am going to live this. I'm in this, I'm gonna raise money. And
she heard what she said. Let me thank my husband because the family had to go. Oh, guess what?
We're going to the bee festival.
Yeah.
And we're gonna sell Love Monkeys.
People don't get as much attention. There's a shift. So they had to be accepting and wonderful and supportive. And I thought that was very. Everything I know about this woman is that she's just gracious.
She has
and a lot of grace.
She's really a great lady.
She has grace, so you know that.
If you didn't listen to it, go back to the archives and listen to this lady, because she thanked everybody too that helped her, and she thanked everybody that was involved in this. I mean, this is such truly. I think an Italian term is molto gentile. Okay,
Can you say that on the air?
Yeah, I can. It's a true gentle person,
you could see it in the way she danced.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was the other thing, is that she just didn't go out there and just, it was just a money thing. She went out and threw herself into the dancing and was a great dancer, too. Anyway.
Well, the first dance was to Karen Carpenter, Rainbow Connection, and The Wish. I remember, and I wrote it down, because as soon as the song... Karen Carpenter, I love her anyway, but as soon as the song Wish came into the lyrical form of hitting the air, my chills went up my spine and up my arm, because I thought this woman embodies the song of the connecting and the wishfulness and projecting it all, and I felt it. And that's kind of like, that's a great spirit feeling right there. Okay.
Okay, let's go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo
You're
Advisors.
Dancing next year.
We're sorry, we got involved in this, Kathy.
Aren't you dancing next year,
tell
Kathy?
Tell us. Yeah, are you dancing next year, Kathy?
We're working on getting Steve Medak up there to dance. He's the manager.
Oh, yeah, we want that. We want
That's
Steve
right.
up there.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 27 points at 12,708. The S&P 500 is negative 3 at 1349, and the NASDAQ is negative 16 at 2915. Active stocks today include Armour Residential Real Estate, down 18 cents at $7.26, and Bank of America up 1 cent at $7.57. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 2 cents at $15.30, and Exo Group is up 9 cents at $8.69. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there at this time, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 1.511%. In the commodity markets, gold is up 70 cents at $15.89.80. Silver is down 26 cents at $27.17, and crude oil is down $1.13 at $84.86. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. Wells Fargo Advisors, Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. And they give us the very best of what's happening in Wall Street. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and visit the Wells Fargo Advisors. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest, good morning, Rick Pacetti.
Good morning, Carl Linda.
In the house. We'll be right back after these messages. Yeah, we're hot-blooded.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind all of our customers about the ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers. We have more new propane bottles from little 2.5-gallon for camping to forklift tanks to lots of 5-gallon barbecue bottles. We have bulk oil, and we can fill your containers with hydraulic, motor oil, bar oil, and lots of synthetic oils and greases. If you're thinking about heaters for next winter, give Johnny a call for a free quote on a Toyotomi or kerosene heater, and we also have propane and natural gas heaters. With everybody headed to the lake, stop by and fill up with that high-octane race fuel for jet skis, motorcycles, and boats. Northern Lights Energy, open Saturday till 3:30, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot, 8:15 in the morning, July the 10th. 77 degrees out there today. It's going to be hot today. It's going to get up to 106. It's going to be hotter tomorrow. It's going to be like 108. It's going to be hot all week and starts cooling down on Saturday and Sunday. It just gets down to the mid-90s there. This just will be like a veritable air conditioning outside. I may have to put a sweater on.
Looks like there will be area smoke today, though, with temperatures around 104, as well as area smoke this evening. There is a weather warning. Bob, tell us what's going on.
Well, the National Weather Service has issued a special weather statement. What that means, there's conditions that can cause harm to life and property, mostly life in this case. Temperatures, yes, up to 110 degrees in the valley and 80s and 90s in the mountains. It's going to be hot, dry, and a little bit of wind out there. And as we saw last week, fire danger very, very high. And there's also danger in the city with people getting overheated. Make sure you stay hydrated. Never, ever leave a child or a pet in a car, even for a couple of minutes. The temperature builds up very, very rapidly. Just be careful.
Even if the car is running, because that car can stop, and all of a sudden it
goes. Stall out, yeah.
If it's 100 degrees outside, it's 150 in that car, and they die a very tragic, horrible death. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go on down. See those people down there. See the people that work there. They're friendly, knowledgeable, helpful people. Veterans get discounts. Great coffee. They will meet or beat any price for tobacco in this town. And they're locals. They've been in the business for 35 years, and they have helped our community, Joe and Shelley have. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Rick Bassetti.
Carl Bott.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Taking a deep breath.
Yeah, no, taking a little bit of a breath. You know, those last 6-7 months, you know, were pretty intense. You had five people out there vying, and who knows, countless numbers of forums and events. You know, there's 24,325 square miles in District 1. And you can go literally from Happy Camp on the northwest corner of it to Tahoe City, Squaw Valley, down in the southeast.
Wow.
And that's close to 400 miles. It's 15% of the land mass of California and 1/80th of the vote.
I just been asking you right up there for somebody who's driving along, and you may look at, whoa, okay, I'm going to the polling booth. Why, when I see the name Rick Bassetti, why should I cross? Why should I put the line on your name?
Well, you know, I would say, look at what I've done in 6 years. I've only been elected in office 6 years. And when I came on in the city of Reading, you know, we were losing close to $500,000 a month. And, you know, there were a number of factors why. But what we had to do is get control of our spending. It has gotten out of hand, and that has stopped now. Our budget is balanced. One of the areas that I think we should be proud of as a community here about is the fact that 2 years ago, when we had our pension reform and our retirement health care reform, we were 2 years ahead of the trend. San Diego and San Jose just did it in the last elections. Wisconsin, they just did it in their last cycle. And everyone's hailing that as a great thing. And so it's helped us. It's helped us tremendously. And quite honestly, in gratitude to our employees, that once those passed, you know, we've gotten $7 million plus worth of concessions. And the health, retirement health care saved us about $27 million. First blush, looking at the actual area on our deferred liability for that. And so I think that in itself, Reading it is a microcosm of what's happened in the state, like all cities are, cities and counties. And so, you know, there are some counties that are very rural that really don't have the same issues. You know, we have 9 bargaining units of unions at the city of Reading. And if you look at what's going on at the state, it's not the only problem, but it certainly contributes hugely financially to the stresses that we're having now for this.
Well, Congress just passed a law, and it wasn't even fought by the unions or a lot of these places, to lessen the amount that big business had to put into the pensions of their workers.
Yeah.
And you would think this would be something they'd be fighting tooth and nail, but in reality, the unions, the AFL-CIO, the you know, AARP, which, you know,
sure,
a socialist group anyway, but and the others that didn't fight it because they saw what's happening, is that if they were going to try and force them to put more money into it, what would happen is the businesses and the industry would just say, fine, I'm dropping the pension plan.
What did happen?
Drop in, which
already.
Is what happened.
Look at all the big, the auto unions, everywhere else, all the major companies that were forced and tried to be forced.
Yeah.
Fortunately, in the private sector, the laws of capitalism still work. If they can't afford it, you don't get it. And unfortunately, in our government system, and especially here in California, it's protected by law in the state of California, the return on the investment that all of our pension participants are guaranteed a return. That's nowhere else is like that. And so that's the big difference
and
there.
And that means we have to then pay that difference if they're having a bad year.
Yeah, just like this 5 years. Like this year, CalPERS came back and said, well, we're not going to make our 7.75. We're looking at a projection at 7.5. That added $1.3 million onto our pension contribution this year at the city of Reading. So, you know, it's huge, and it has to change at some point.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, you know, Rick, how much has the political animal or the arena changed since you're in the picture? Let's wait for that answer when we get back.
Certainly.
KCNR 1460.
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included. Plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and desserts. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high-stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, July 14th at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center. This $10,000 high-stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at winrivercasino.com. Prize pool based on participants. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to adamsonspeakperformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don's Deck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
We don't have jurisdiction. Well, you know what? We come on fast, and Bob says, we're on. Okay, hey, wait.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, Alliance Heating and Air. It's 108 degrees, and all of a sudden you're blowing hot air out of your air conditioner. What do you do? You call 221-6242 to our buddies down at Alliance Heating and Air. They are there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And let me tell you something. They make it work. They are there. They have old-fashioned values. Quality doesn't cost more. They don't hold you up. They can come out there and say, you know what, it's going to be getting hotter and hotter. Get up there. Get your air conditioner tuned up.
Okay, I'm going to say something.
Do it right. Stand by it. And they are, you know what, and that's what they do. They're guaranteed that they're local. They're good guys.
And they're going to make your lives more comfortable as well. And we know this heat. Great stuff coming out of the chat room. Again, we're talking about what it is. If you've got an animal and you think that you're walking them on the street and you're doing a good thing for them right now, that bridge, let's say you take your dog on the bridge, the temperatures are 160 degrees. So it's really nice. If you're, you know, suffering in heat, the alliances, they do a great job. But what the dog police are going to be out. Don't hesitate to call 911. They'll come and break the window in a second. And maybe even you're going to have to do that because you could save a pet's life. They will overheat up to what you don't, they'll boil alive inside. I'm going to do a shout out right now before we get back to Rick Bisetti. We were talking a question about how the political arena has changed. But there's a guy right now that's in the KCNR studios by the name of John Mason and his gang. And this guy is the rock star of painting. If you're looking and you see the name J.D. Mason Painting, he is phenomenal. He came in, painted our studios, did the American flag. For those of you who haven't seen the studio in the last 3 weeks, this guy is, wow. He comes in, he's clean, he gets the job done. He's like an expert surgeon. This is who you want to have paint anything that you need. He does residential, log homes, decks, marine coatings. Okay, so his name is John Mason, and you can find him at www.jdmasonpainting.com or call 262-9441.
Okay, our guest, Rick Bisetti, Reading City Councilman. And let's talk Reading City now.
Sure.
There's a lot of good news going on in Reading.
I think there's a lot of really good news. You know, during the real bad parts of the economy, you know, we lost a number of our police personnel in the forms of our community services officers. And we had a number of positions retired from our sworn officers. But in the past, since we've had the concessions, things like that, our chief's been able to backfill, I believe, 5 to 6 of our positions in our sworn officers. So we do have...
Now, these were ones we had that had retired. Had retired. We never turned anybody loose. We just didn't fill the position.
Right. We need to be very clear on that because there's been statements that police sworn officers were laid off during the bad times. Never once did the city of Reading ever lay off a sworn officer, an officer in the car out chasing the bad guys for us.
Community service officers who are not policemen, but
right.
played a huge part.
They took all the role because, you know, our sworn guys go catch the bad guy, bring him back, and they can pass him off to the CSOs. They would do the paperwork. Our guys are back on the street. And that's a great facility to have or a resource to have. But we don't. But now, so we had these other guys, and some of our guys retired to save some of the CSOs. We had a couple.
I remember that.
That was so honorable for the guys to do that. But times continued to get bad, and we had to keep moving on. Well, we had, we have 98 sworn officer positions budgeted, but we didn't fill the ones that were retired.
Right.
Now we're backfilling those guys. So we do have more officers on the street now. And it's, thank God, because of AB 109.
Yeah.
You know, we also have a lot more criminals out on the streets as well. The other good news, I think, is, you know, we weren't really sure at the council how the reducing the new home construction was going to go, the fees. And they've fought over the first 100 permits. They're already gone. And so now, you know, there's about $20 million of private equity out floating around in the streets. Go out to Highland Park. All the underground's going in. They're putting in a whole new string of some new entry-level homes out there.
Tell us about the jobs. I didn't know about this.
Construction jobs, down through title jobs, in the banking. Everything that starts at the top, when you start building a home, underground, you know, you could go to, like, say, to name some companies, like Axner Excavation, and they're doing the groundwork, right? Muse Concrete coming in, doing the curb gutters and sidewalks and the pads. Your painting companies, you know, that you just mentioned one of your guys here. The plumbing guys, the electrical guys. There are people all being put back to work now that hadn't worked. In 2011, in the entire year of 2011, we had 20 home permits in the city of Reading. Halfway through, we're at 100, and we had approved another discount schedule for another 100 permits at our last council meeting to try to keep it going. Now, yes, the city lost some money. We lost some money on our traffic impact fees, and we lost some money for our sewer connection. But that doesn't mean that the sewers weren't connected to the sewer. You know,
right.
And so we're still, I would rather sacrifice, quite honestly, I'll say it. I'd rather sacrifice that million, I think about $1.1 million, $1.2 million to get $20 million of private money flowing back through it and to have 750 families out there paying bills, feeding their families and feeling good about themselves, quite honestly.
Well, that's the whole thing is any problem That's my feeling. 99% of the problems that we have, okay, 95% of the problems we have in Reading could be handled by people having a job.
Absolutely.
I mean,
I agree with you entirely.
And the whole thing is putting people in employment. And when I see things from people talking about, oh, it's just lower entry jobs, like, you know,
the
shopping center and these others. But the point is that you're missing, they're missing the point. You've got people working, and maybe that isn't, you know, that can support your family. But my gosh, you know, you're bringing in another $1,200, $1,500, $2,000 a month. Then guess what?
If you're operating an excavator out there, it's going to be more than $2,000 a month.
Oh no, I know, but I'm talking about people doing a lower entry job. So
when
you get into these others,
right.
But the bottom line is people are working.
Right.
And
they
if you
are.
Can get people out there and give them back that sense of self purpose.
Well, like, Carl, also people bought those homes. There's people who bought those homes. So we're going to have property taxes coming
in
on those. We have sales tax revenue going to be coming in. We have electric customers now for the city of Reading, and we got water and sewer customers now for the city of Reading coming in as well.
Okay. Well, okay, those are good. That's good.
Those are good things.
You don't really hear those things all the time.
They're catching the guys faster than we can, but also they're getting let loose a lot faster than we can, too.
We want to talk about that, too, a little bit about realignment that, you know, Rob Pelletti is, you know, he's got a big job in keeping the morale up on his people.
He is.
We'll be right back. Our guest, Rick, is Rick Cassetti, and we'll be right back after the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The Supreme Court may have ruled on its constitutionality, but when it comes to President Obama's health care law, Republicans say its financial impact is another matter.
That's making it harder for small businesses to create jobs. So tomorrow, the House once again is going to vote to repeal all of Obamacare.
House Speaker John Boehner. Democrats say it's a waste of time.
Yet again, we're seeing a vote to do something that the three branches of our democracy have said should move forward, and that's landmark health care reform.
California Congressman Javier Becerra. While a repeal may pass in the House, it's unlikely to get very far with Democrats running the Senate. More help wanted ads. The government says there was an increase between April and May by about 200,000 job openings to the second highest total this year, but layoffs also rose. Fox News. We report, you decide.
You have a lot of choices when it comes to who paints your home. Right now, we're with Jennifer Campbell of Reading telling us why she chose J.D. Mason Painting.
J.D. Mason came in and saved the day for me. I had a move-in date that was very quickly approaching. I needed somebody to come in and very quickly do a lot of work for me.
John, tell us a little bit about your work philosophy.
We take care of our customers no matter what. We treat the homeowner like they are part of our family. It's important to us that they trust us.
Jennifer, when the plastic came up and the tape came off, tell me about your first reaction when you saw the finished product.
The job was 100%. It was done. It was exactly what I asked for, and it was exactly what we needed to be able to move into our new home. I would absolutely recommend J.D. Mason Painting.
John, how do people get hold of your company?
You can get a hold of us at 530-262-9441.
J.D. Mason Painting.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
The Salvation Army presents its 5th annual golf tournament and auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. The golf tournament is sponsored by Reading Elks Lodge No. 1073 and is designed to help send underprivileged kids to camp. If you would like to help make a difference in a child's life, contact the Salvation Army here in Reading at 222-2207. The Salvation Army's 5th Annual Golf Tournament and Auction on July 20th at Riverview Golf and Country Club with a shotgun start of 8 a.m.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, 8:35 in the morning, July the 10th. It's going to be up 106 today. Our guest is Reading City Councilman Rick Bassetti. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Go on down there. They have, you know, great prices. Take a step back in time, really, because, you know, they've got great prices, great haircuts, discounts for veterans and for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold, a great place. Again, our guest is Rick Bassetti. A question's coming through here talking about corporate welfare is, you know, for the industry, is that they're not paying certain fees. And it cost the city $1.3 million.
For those first 100.
Yeah,
yes.
For the first 100. So how do you
justify,
quote, that? Justify the, giving them one person or a couple people, especially if it's one person building 100 homes, giving them that kind of break?
Well, first of all, not one person built 100 homes. I think the most permits taken out by any one person might have been about 18 permits. And, but do you want those people on welfare? Do you want them on unemployment? And here's the reality, too. In the construction industry, like this, and on these single-family homes, the developer comes in and they pay for the underground. They pay for the main sewer lines to come and connect all the sewer, the city's main sewer. They also then build the house, and they connect the house to the sewer. So the fee that we're charging is for kind of like ongoing and support and maintenance. We also aren't losing everything on it because these people turn right around and start paying their sewer fees as they come in and occupy the home. But you're right. We are given a discount. There's also a question. We already have a study going right now as to were our fees too high to begin with? You know? And so that's a study going on as well. And so what if it comes back and the study shows we've been overcharging on it? Is it still welfare at that point if we've been overcharging people? So, you know, faced with the decision, I think the council, we looked at it, and here's an opportunity to see. You know, this could have flopped. Nobody could have come and bought these, and we would have said, okay, I guess it didn't work. And a lot of these incentives that have happened around the country have not worked. But ours did work. And ours has been extremely successful. And now, again, 750 different people are out there working, jobs, paying their bills, being able to take their kids to the lake. You know, the things that you do when you're gainfully employed. And these are not low-wage jobs. These are building homes. A framer, you know, they're going to get 18, 19, 20 bucks an hour up there. I mean, your lowest person on these things might be the landscape guys. But still, they're working, aren't they? And I'd much rather have our community working than being on the dole.
The other things, too, is that, you know, Stillwater.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we've offered a lot of stuff out at Stillwater, giving them free land, giving them free electricity, practically the whole thing?
Yeah,
what's going on up there? Do we have one business
there
that looks like it? You know, I mean,
might go.
Yeah,
there's actually EDC has done, I think, a really good job in getting a lot of interest, and there might even be 12 to 13 different portfolios right now that are looking at different options out there, Carl. But here's the long and the short of it. When you start looking at the regulations, specifically, because that was designed for manufacturing-type jobs, in the state of California, for you to come in and fire up and start up a new manufacturing business in the state of California, it's unmanageable, in my opinion. And I've never been a believer that there's going to be mass influx back into California of manufacturing business.
Well, then why?
Why are they doing what we're doing?
Why don't you just take it and just sell it off as grazing land? You know, let Glenn Hollis put his pumpkin patch out there. Hell, he makes $1 million off it.
Well, you know,
And tax number
one, the investment is there. The investment is there. Will there come a time when something might or might not go out there? I certainly hope so. You know, when I came onto the council, that thing was already being built. And when they wanted to do the second phase, which meant the bridge, I did vote against the bridge. I think there was only two of us that voted against the bridge at the time. Because I wanted to see something happen in there first. I just don't think with the atmosphere of California and the anti-business and specifically the anti-manufacturing in California, that we're going to have much luck getting in there. Now, will we get someone who might relocate or expand an existing business in California? Yes, I think that might happen. I think those are our best chances for that scenario out there.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's. I'm glad to see, you know, people are upset. Well, gosh, you know, you gave away taxpayer money.
Well, nothing's been given away out there.
Oh, no. I'm talking about for the, on the,
oh, on the,
on
homes,
the fees.
On the
that.
Fees.
Now, frankly, I think that the fees are way too high in this city, in this county. I mean, I talked to everybody about, my gosh, I'm paying
$39,000 for a single-family home.
It's ridiculous for that. You know, frankly, reduce the fees on it, and you're going to have more people coming in. I mean, it's, and so is that corporate welfare? I'm not sure. Is it, you know what? Because
it's pricing the product properly. If you are in a business and you overprice your product and nobody's coming through the door, what do you do as a business person? You have to go out. You have to go and find where the price margin is going to be. Can I do this and I'll have customers coming in?
To be able to make some kind of money.
To make something. And I sat there on the dais the night that we passed this, and my comment to everybody was, we can continue to get 100% of nothing if that's what you want. Or we can at least get a percentage of something coming in here. Now, 66% of $39,000 is still $26,000. We still garnered in $2.6 million of fees on those 100 permits. It wasn't like we gave it away totally free. And they did turn around and produce 750 jobs. And so I'm going to stand on that. And I don't care. There will always be people who will say that was wrong and you're giving the vote away and all that sort of thing. You know what? You go to the person, the plumber, who'd been out of work for 6 months with his family and two kids and tell him that was wrong and he should just stay on welfare.
I'm going to take a break right now. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Rick Bassetti is our guest. And, Rick, good to see old passion coming out here, Rick. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Friday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Signs. That's right. Woodland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign,
we do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign.
Sign a monster truck, Reed. Could you redo that, please? Thank you.
Wonderland Signs has celebrated 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work done, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, and all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl to architectural, to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps, to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we're fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install it when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing for many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DePont, 8:45 in the morning, July the 10th. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Hey, stop by and visit Reading Crown Motors. It's a great, you know, it's a nice sunshiny day going in there where it's nice and cool. Hop into one of their Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissans, or Rams, because they are the ones that have got a car for every need. You want a new car, truck, or SUV? They got it. You want a previously owned car, truck, or SUV? They got it, and they're local. They are your neighbors. They're going to make great deals for you, and they take great pride in the maintenance of these vehicles. That's Reading Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors.
Hey, okay. Carl, can I bring up something real quick? Sure. Just real quick. I do want to say thank you so much to all of our guys out there who have been fighting the fires, guys and gals who have been fighting the fires here recently, because every one of the departments, the city of Reading, the county, Cal Fire, all these little guys, they've been having so many of them. We're in that time of the year here, and we have guys that are working shifts, you know, 48 hours and going home and getting sleep for 4 hours and then are back out on another call and everything. And so I just want to make sure that everyone out there understands how hard they're working and that they should be really appreciated
I think people do. I think people appreciate the fire crews and all that. I'm going to go back to this house again one more time because it wasn't real clear to me at one point, but it wasn't like all fees were forgiven.
Not at all.
You took a percentage. You went from 39,000 to 27,000.
Yeah, 26.
26,000. Okay, so it was 13,000. So that cost for 100 homes cost $1.3 million, but we also received $2.6 million in fees.
Right, for those
plus, plus the fact is, and that $1 million is the difference between building and not building, because there is where I can afford to build it for this.
When we were rolling the dice
only
on this,
for this. Yeah,
I mean, I'm not going to use the analogy of a gambling, but when we made the decision on this, okay, if nothing happened, we didn't lose a penny.
Right.
Okay? And if it was halfway okay, in my mind, okay, well, half of it, if only half the permits went out, we'd have about $600,000 invested, but we would have 50 homes built. Well, the reality is, boom, they came in and they fought over it. Because here's the logic, too, that people don't understand. These homes are in that 200, 250 range. They're competing with the foreclosed bank homes that were 200 to 250 that were in reality only 200 to 250 homes that had been loaned $500,000 on, and the people couldn't afford to keep them. And so now they've been sitting there empty for a year, year and a half. The builders came and said, we can compete with those if we had a little bit of margin, $12,000, $13,000 margin in there. And so that made sense to me. And it made sense to the rest of the council. Yeah. And so now you have the option of buying a home that's been sitting there empty for a year and a half with a dead lawn, or a brand new house with all the guarantees. You buy the new one. And that's what's been happening.
Well, you know, the thing I see is also is this. This is a bad situation. What I see is that somebody. Yeah, this is a bad situation here. No. You know, here's what it is. I think the fees that the city and the county charges anyway is way too high. And frankly, the government needs to get out of the way of private industry. And, you know, okay.
And that's what we've done here.
Still, okay, but there's still all these fees. And I mean, just the traffic impact fee and some of the fees that you all and you being part of the city council, you know, still have, I find, are like, my gosh.
And we're having the study right now. We're having the study right now to see about where they are.
And we need to do that because you know what? It's not doing any good if people say, I can't make I can't make a profit in today what's going on because I'm paying too much in fees.
Right. And, Carl, the reality was is that these fee structures were built and put into place on projections on where we were going to be in 2015.
Yeah.
Or, you know, back when I was on Planning Commission, I can remember when I first went on the Planning Commission in 1988, the hookup fees to the city of Reading was about $3,900. So one-tenth of what it is now. And by the time in 10 years I got off, that had escalated about two times. It got up to about $8,000, a little over $8,000 in 10 years. Well, now that's gone four times in the 20 years since I've been off of the Planning Commission. So, I think the projections were off. We aren't a community of 200,000 people. We don't have the traffic requirements that we were projecting.
So
all this is going to come into the study, and I think we're going to see that we're going to have to lower our fees.
Well, I think you are too.
And get out of the way.
Is I think there also has to be a priority made in saying, okay, what is the city, what is the government supposed to do?
Right.
They're supposed to protect us, and they're supposed to keep the roads.
Right. And provide your electric, water, you know, those types of things too. Well, you don't have to.
Well,
you could privatize those.
I can go, well, privatization.
Right.
There's privatization. I think we really need to truly look at privatization and not this thing where, oh, yeah, and then using apples and oranges to compare.
Okay.
Which I find also that's, you know, that's like a shell game you're playing. When I say you, I'm talking about, you know, it's not you.
Euphemistically.
Rick. Euphemistically. You're right.
Okay.
Anyway, hey, our guest is Rick Bassetti. You know, frankly, you know what? I know people are screaming that says, you know, gosh, you gave it away. No, we're in a spot where we have to try something new. We got to get out of that box. And so if we put 750 people to work, we build 100 houses, we put $20 million into the economy, plus the taxes and all that, then you know what? Then that was a good investment. In my opinion. Yeah, it's groceries out there. Now, when we come back after our break, let's talk about Rick Bassetti running for assembly.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Very good.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today, 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a very various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of our show is brought to you by, of course, Reading Harley-Davidson. Ride an icon. Ride with the wind. Ride a Harley-Davidson. They're located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. This is the time. You want one? Go out there. They've got all the bikes. They've got used bikes. They have, of course, all the new bikes. They will make a deal with you. They've got financing available. Take your old bike in, no matter what it is, and they'll take it and they'll sell it for you. They'll take it for trades, and they will. And again, local neighbors, and they want you to ride a Harley. So they're going to make a deal for you. Go out to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. Just remember to experience the ride, live the dream. Reading Harley Davidson.
Of course, we wanted to also remind you about the fact that it's going to be 104 today. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. There's going to be area smoke for the next few days into the evening. Wanted to remind you about some special events that are happening. We've got Charles Valona, Spirit Change, Azul, and Dan Krikorian throughout the weekends for the music, Friday and Saturdays out at Anselmo Vineyards. As well, don't forget about the fact that for a one-hour ride, the most spectacular scenery you're going to see outside of driving and seeing Mount Shasta and all the beautiful areas, $75. An hour and a half ride is $90. 2 hour ride is $125. So go out to the ranch, 474-5546. It's a beautiful horseback ride where you will go with on a guide with a professional and be able to go into a 2,500-acre ranch that you're going to see some of the most beautiful scenery we've ever seen. And Selma Vineyards. Weather's okay. Always brought to you by Selma Vineyards.
Rick Bassetti is our guest. Rick, Tom Elias had a column today. Mm-hmm. He said Republicans need to get into the big tent. You said that there was four races that were Republican against Republican under this new way we do things. And how many?
14 Dems on Dems.
Dems on Dems. So you've got 14 areas where it's going to be, and of course, they may have already been Democrat anyway, kind of like we're always Republican. Now we've got two Republicans running,
right?
And they're going to have two Democrats. And Elias says that the Republicans, if they're going to get any traction again, is to get into that, you know, have that big tent where they start, I guess, accepting different viewpoints and, you know,
prioritization,
that conservative line.
Way I read it was prioritization of your policies, you know. He was very specific on some of the social issues that he was bringing up and talking about. And, you know, are we more concerned with the fiscal aspects of running our government, the social aspects, and are we going to fall on the sword to continue to have the decline of the Republican Party in California? It goes back to the question we were talking about offline here. Is a representative goes to Sacramento to represent who? They go to represent the people in their district, maybe not the entire state, or maybe not just specifically the party, but you have to go there and represent the best interests of the people in your district, right? And what happens if you're faced with a scenario like, you know, Dick Dickerson was, you know, where he thought he went ahead and voted with the other side in the big tent to gain funding for rural police, and then was turned out the next time around because his party was going to punish him and go after him. So the question, I guess, goes is, are the people ready to protect any district representative who's going to think of their best interest first? Or are they going to go ahead and follow suit with the party on a statewide type of scenario? And, you know, it's almost like we're the states and the Fed, right? The districts are the states. We should have our state interest, right? And then you have the federal. And so, you know, I'm running here to represent the best interest of the people in District 1. It's a very unique district. There's no other district like this. I mean, you know, we've got 9 national forests and 90% of the water hits the Bay Area. And so our interests are different than say, the Republican interest in Orange County. You know, I want to get rid of I want to get rid of regulations that we have. You were talking about so many different fees and regulations in the off time here, right?
Yeah.
I was talking to a restaurant guy who pays $2,500 a year for retraining fees. He doesn't ever see a benefit from that, and he was told it all goes to Los Angeles. So our people up here, the lumber industry, CEQA, what if we actually made it harder to file a CEQA lawsuit than to file a timber harvest plan?
You know, that'd be great.
That'd be fantastic. Or if we even lessened it where we could get more trees out of it, what would happen for our schools, our roads? We would be back to where we were in the 60s and the 70s. We didn't have bad roads. We had great schools because we were utilizing the resources coming out of our district. And I think that's what we need is a representative who's going down and fight for District 1.
And if that means compromising with others, be able to salvage his career beyond the next election.
You know
election.
What? I'm 58 years old. If they elect me, I go down there, and I'm doing what's best for the people in our district, and I get turned out by a party, then fine.
Okay.
It's not a job. It's not a lifetime. You know, I've got a wife that loves me, a house that's almost paid for, and two cabins in the mountains. Life's good.
Two cabins in the mountains. Okay. Hey, Rick Bassetti's been our guest. Hey, Rick, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you very much, pal.
It's nice to hear some passion in your voice. You're always so modulated.
Always like that.
That's right. Okay, hey, tomorrow we're going to have Bastiani Arms is coming in here. We're going to talk to John Bastiani, and he's got started his gun business same time we started the radio station.
Yeah.
We've been together ever since.
He's like you. He's passionate about what he does.
And we're going to have a couple other surprises for you. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Democrats call this a waste of time. Healthcare reform repeal. On the House floor, Fox News Radio Steve Taylor, live in Washington.
It's a waste of time, House Democrats insist, because the Democratic Senate would never agree to throw out one of the president's top achievements. Even so, Democratic Congressman Peter DeFazio says Republicans have tried to repeal the health care law 30 times before.
Repetition is their mantra here for pretend legislation.
Republican House Speaker John Boehner calls it determination.
We are resolved to have this law go away.
Boehner says Republicans are listening to the will of the American people. Lisa?
Steve, thanks. The tax cut debate hits the road. President Obama due in Iowa to meet with a Cedar Rapids family, then speak at a college. Mitt Romney, meantime, holds a town hall event later this hour at a high school in Grand Junction, Colorado. A man accused of plotting a terror attack on D.C. is set to change his plea to guilt.